So one night I got a call from you. You called me up and told me that you were playing in a town that was a couple of hours from where I lived, and you asked me if I wanted to come and join you and watch you play and then hang out for a bit afterwards. We hadn't seen each other since the weekend I went up and we went to that house party. I stayed up for a couple of days after the party and we spent a few nights together before I came back home, but we hadn't seen each other since then. Definitely been a while, been a couple of months, and we spoke pretty regularly. I don't know, every week or two we'd talk and catch up. And I think that's probably why it was so good, because we never did anything out of this a sense of obligation, or we never placed any expectations on each other. It just kind of unfolded. We spoke when we spoke. We saw each other when we saw each other. That's how it was. It was perfect. It was exactly what I needed at that stage in my life, and I guess it was the same for you. I had it up. It was the next weekend. I had it up after work. I got there like late afternoon. I think you'd been there, I don't know, all of the day. I did have this moment just before I arrived where I just freaked out a little bit and thought, oh fuck, what if I've come all this way and it's awkward between us. Or as soon as we saw each other, it was, that went out of my head totally. They caught each other's eye. It's had that moment of real goofiness. Both looked at each other and smiled, and it wasn't awkward. Yeah. The slow burn kicked off again, and it was just a matter of passing the time and passing the hours and the minutes until when I got there, it was fucking freezing. It's so cold, way colder than I was used to, and there was bloody hippies everywhere, so I have a feeling it was some kind of solstice party. There was lots of good food, and the atmosphere was good. There was like a couple of bonfires around, and all the other good stuff that you get at like really good country parties. Again, we were in public and we couldn't get away. We knew it was going to be a good few hours. We were antsy, like we were, like it would have just taken one look at the two of us together to know that we were desperate for each other. And so we'd sneak off from time to time and I make out like crazy. And hands all over each other and just like frantic kissing. And a kissing that's so intense, you feel like you're drowning in each other, and you're dizzy at the same time, and I'm trying to push my body as close to you as I could through all this clothing. And, you know, absolutely, I was trying to find the warmth of your skin. Probably could have snuck off into the bush, had a sneaky shag or something, but I was like this taciturn agreement that that's not what was going to happen. Like, you appreciated the slow burn as much as I did, and using the excuse of it being cold, like you walk up behind me when I was talking to someone and wrap your arms around me from behind and lean your chin down over my shoulder, and you know, this pretense of keeping me warm and holding me in close to you, but you're also showing me that you're hard. Oh, it did warm me up. It warmed me up. Like everywhere. You played pretty late. The atmosphere was so good. I had a good, slightly messy drunken dance. You know, I'd been cold. I had a few drinks to warm myself up. And after you finished, you came down and you found me, and and wrapped me up in your arms, and you leaned down and I lifted my hair up and I leaned your mouth down to my ear, and as you were playing, you looked out and you saw me dancing, and you whispered in my ear that it turned you on, and that it made you think about me moving against you whilst you were inside me. Made me just melt and let out a bit of a shiver against you, and from then just both, we didn't want to be there anymore. We wanted to be alone together, which eventually, after far too long, we went back to where you were staying, and it was really clear, and it was really cold, and there was frost outside. Like, it was bitterly cold, and you led me into this really shitty little room, and we just fell upon each other. We just totally fell on each other.